This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico education officials have put together an outline for addressing education inequities that have fueled a years-long legal battle over underserved students. A copy of the draft report obtained by the Associated Press suggests that the state will focus on reducing dropout rates and absenteeism and increasing teacher training and funding for social services and at-home technology. The 100-page document outlines strategies to resolve the 2018 Yazzie Martinez ruling, which found New Mexico failed to provide adequate education for Indigenous and Hispanic students, English language learners, students with disabilities, and others with marginalized identities. The report states goals but does not specify solutions. The draft was presented to a summit of tribal leaders when they met last week with state government officials. Education officials say a final version will be released in December and will include specific fixes and explain how success will be measured. A newly filed lawsuit challenges the constitutionality of recent public health orders requiring people with certain jobs to get vaccinated for COVID-19 and restricting attendance to the state fair. The lawsuit, filed in federal court against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and Acting Health Secretary Dr. David Skrace, asks a judge to block enforcement of an order requiring health workers, teachers, and certain other workers to get vaccinated. A separate order that the suit seeks to block requires anyone attending the New Mexico State Fair to be fully vaccinated. Lujan Grisham spokesperson Nora Meyer Sackett told the Santa Fe New Mexican that the administration does not comment on pending litigation, but that state actions to protect the public's health and safety have been repeatedly upheld by the courts. This is KUNM.